T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we have to take a look at some medical news in our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg's Robert Langreth. Now, there is something that's only supposed to be used once a week. It's a new study that finds the popular weight loss drug Ozempic could be manufactured for much less than what is being put out there. And researchers say the weight loss drug could be profitably produced for less than $5 a month rather than the nearly $1,000 Novo Nordisk charges the United States. Walk us through this report. So if Novo Nordisk is charging the United States $1,000 but could profitably be produced for less than $5 a month, what's going on here?
Yeah, so this is a study that looks into the very opaque world of like drug production costs, and big drug makers, you know, rarely kind of reveal that. But what the study by researchers at Yale and Doctors Without Borders reveals is that Ozempic, the weight loss and diabetes drug that's kind of become highly popular recently, and that the company, the Danish company Novo Nordisk, charges $1,000 a month at the list price in the United States. This study finds that if you look at its components, it could profitably be produced for under $5 a month. In fact, most of that cost comes from the injector pens used to inject the drug in its once-weekly dose. The actual raw ingredient cost of the medicine in the drug, actually the raw ingredient cost is only about 7 cents a dose. So this drug is, despite being sold for very high prices, is surprisingly cheap to produce. And this comes as attention is ramping up over the very high cost and growing costs from this drug. And Senator Bernie Sanders today, just after the study came out, put out a statement calling for Novo Nordisk to sharply reduce the price of this drug, saying it's really going to bankrupt the country.
Okay, Robert, let's just put this in a little perspective. We're talking about a weight loss drug that does have a medical benefit, especially for people with things like diabetes. But we also hear the news that a lot of people are using it just because they want an easy way to lose weight. Does that hamper the effort to kind of reduce how much Novo Nordisk charges for the drug?
So the drug, you know, it's a complicated situation. The drug is approved, or Ozempic is actually approved for diabetes, but it's sometimes often used for weight loss as well because it has these weight loss effects. And the company also sells a higher dose version specifically for weight loss. That one is called Wegovy. And so, you know, and there's been an increasing controversy over like how, you know, given the potential medical benefits, which includes the potential to reduce in heart patients to reduce heart attacks. There's an increasing debate about how the U.S. is going to afford this drug, you know, for everyone. Just recently in the state of North Carolina, they stopped covering obesity drugs in their state employee health plan, you know, citing the cost. So like this debate, I think, over the prices of these drugs, you know, is going to grow because they do appear to be quite beneficial drugs. They have good effects on diabetes. They can take off, one of the most effective, if not the most effective class of medications ever for weight loss, and they appear to have potential heart benefits as well. You know, so the question is, if so many people can benefit, you know, right, and they cost this much, yeah, how is the country going to be able to afford it?
I think some people might also be surprised at what the biggest cost is regarding something like Ozempic, because it's not actually the active medicine, correct?
Yeah, that's a very interesting aspect of this study. So it turns out that active medicine, like by the kilogram, is expensive. It costs $70,000 a month to produce a kilogram of this stuff. But the doses used in one weekly dose are so tiny, just like 1 milligram. It actually costs very little, only around 7 cents for a weekly dose. And so the main cost is actually producing, this study found, is actually producing the pen injector devices that are used to inject the medicine. That's actually the biggest single component of the cost, not the medicine itself. So that's, it's an inexpensive, on a per dose basis, this is actually an inexpensive medicine to produce if you accept the results of this study.
Robert, just to put a final point on this, you know, a lot of people have been saying it's hard to even get their hands on this, even if you need it for something, you know, like diabetes and not weight loss. Would reducing the price or how much it can be produced for make it harder to ramp up production to address all the ways it can be used?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's definitely a shortage. You know, they're ramping up production right now. I think the company didn't anticipate a few years ago when they were planning for this drug just how popular it would become in such a short period of time. So there's, you know, lack of capacity right now. The company is spending quite a lot to acquire some more factories. I think they just announced a plan recently to acquire 3 fill and finish factories to help them make more injectors. So they are spending like billions on ramping up manufacturing.
We'll have to see, I guess.
We'll have to see what happens, you know.
That's Bloomberg's Robert Landgraf. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.